Welcome to another edition of Animates. This program is recorded at 2RPH, Sydney, for the RPH Network. I'm Sarah Hewson, and today we'll be talking to Faye Yarrell, who is the proud owner of a Lion's Hearing Dog. Welcome to the studios of RPH. We're looking forward to hearing all about your journey with Lion's Hearing Dogs and your life with the lovely Sydney, who is sitting quietly underneath your feet. So perhaps you could start from how you first came to hear about Lion's Hearing Dogs. I heard you came across them by accident. You were saying that you were talking to a person who was referred to you for cochlear implants, and they had heard about the hearing dogs in Adelaide, and it went from there.
Well, thank you, Sarah. Yes, I did. I actually helped somebody else in their hearing journey to receive a cochlear implant, and they actually had a Lion's Hearing Dog. I started off, I had a hearing problem all my life. And I wore hearing aids as a teenager as I was growing up, and then had two accidents and lost my hearing completely. So after I had no hearing at all over 20 years, I did receive two cochlear implants, which are wonderful. However, when you take them off at night, you still revert back to silence. So I live in two worlds. I can hear at some points, and people with hearing aids have a hearing aid to help them hear. The hearing dog do so much more than the devices. And the hearing dog actually can alert you to various sounds. So some people will say that they can't hear people coming to the front door and they miss the telephone ringing and things like that. If you can't hear that, or even just living on your own for security reasons and you can't hear the door and you take your hearing aids out at night, then the hearing dog can help you to alert you to various sounds.
We've all heard about dogs helping people with limited or no vision, but dogs helping people hear, not so much.
It takes 6 to 8 months to train each dog, and it costs around $35,000 to train each dog. So it's similar to the guide dogs for the blind people. They're very expensive to train as well. Now, Lion's Hearing Dogs are all trained in Adelaide. That's the national headquarters for the hearing dogs in a place called Verdun near Harndorf in the Adelaide Hills. So it's a beautiful location. And each hearing dog is uniquely trained for the individuals as well. So they train them for the basic sounds to hear if the telephone rings, a mobile phone, a knock at the door, the oven timer, and more importantly, the smoke alarm. I've always had a fear of burning to death in a house if the smoke alarm went off because I couldn't hear it. And then there's your medical emergencies, and they also alert you to a baby crying. So if you're a new mum and you're hard of hearing and you put the baby to sleep and it wakes up and starts crying, then the dog will come and alert you by touching with its paws. It doesn't bark, it's trained not to bark. So they run to you, they touch you with their paws and then say, basically, follow me, and they take you to the sound. Something that no electronic device can give, having a hearing dog, because there's so much more. They give you love, companionship, as well as the ability to be there.
And the confidence in yourself as well. They allow you.
Absolutely. Yep. But also, every Lion's Hearing Dog has full public access rights. So all the dogs can legally accompany their owners into shops, restaurants, on buses, planes and taxis, etc. And then some of the hearing dogs even just about have frequent flyer points. They can be identified by their bright orange collar, and they have an orange lead and an orange jacket that says Lion's Hearing Dogs. They also have an identity card, like a driver's license. It's got the dog's photo on it. So if anybody does ask if that a genuine assistance dog, then you can produce the little card and show that it is a certified
hearing dog.
Hearing dog.
The dogs are actually, as you said, trained in Adelaide, and I understand they're all rescue dogs, different breeds, different sizes. If you can tell me the sort of dog that they look for.
Well, when they go out to the animal shelters looking for dogs, they're looking for dogs that are under 2 years of age, that are going to have a good life, that have a good temperament, that also have impeccable hearing and be food motivated, so that when they train them with food to get them to do the different commands, and then gradually you ease off the different food motivation and say, you're a good dog. They can be all shapes and sizes. There can be poodles, shih tzus, pugs. There's even chihuahuas. There's all sorts of mixed dogs that come from the animal shelters and the pound. And Sydney is a Beagle cross King Charles Cavalier. So some people call them a Beagleier. And she's now 6 years of age. I've had her for 4 years. And she is a reddy colour with four little white patches on her feet. And she is absolutely adorable. And if I had a dollar for every person that says, "Oh, you're beautiful," they're not talking about me. They're talking about the dog.
Now, I can see exactly what you mean by the comments that people make when you're out. She is entirely adorable. Very much of a temptation not to be too friendly with her because she's working. And so we didn't do that. And is there any government subsidy for this, or is it all by donation?
It's mostly by donations. The Lions Hearing Dog is also a NDIS provider for the National Disability Insurance Scheme. So people can speak to their people through NDIS and see if they can put down to get a hearing dog by that method as well. But most of it is sponsored by a few sponsors as well as Lions Clubs of Australia. So all the wonderful work that the Lions Clubs members do, selling Christmas cakes and puddings and things, part of that money goes to supporting the Lions Hearing Dogs Training Centre in Adelaide, plus generous donations from the public.
And I understand your particular reason. You applied for a hearing dog is that you have a family member who actually gets ill at times, and so you needed to be alerted if any problem arose in the middle of the night when your implants were actually off.
Absolutely. That was the reason that I actually got Sydney. And that was because when I do take my cochlear processors off at night, I have zero hearing in both ears. And should my brother take sick in the middle of the night, he can't call me. So this is where Sydney comes in to help us. Sydney will come and wake me up and take me to him. And they're trained for various different commands. So in that instance, for a go-get command, to go and get another person. So should you have a fall or something, you can have them trained for a go-get to go and get another person in the household. And since I've had Sydney, she's actually helped in medical emergencies to save my brother's life on many occasions. And so she's actually worth her weight in gold. She's just been absolutely amazing, and I can't live without her.
You applied for a hearing dog. They then look to match you up with an appropriate dog? Did they just decide which dog they thought would be appropriate for you?
So what they do is they ask you how tall you are and your age, and you have to actually get a little medical certificate thing filled in by your doctor, and that goes with your application. So if you're an older person, they won't give you a cattle dog or something that's going to knock you over. So they need to know your ability to manage the dog, and you need to be of an independent age.
And so Sydney arrives with handler from Adelaide, having been fully trained, and now it's time for you to be trained.
The work that the trainers do over there is absolutely amazing. But then they deliver the dog to you, and the trainer comes and spends 1 week with the applicant. And then you need to start to bond with the dog and build that relationship. Because don't forget, the dogs have been through an animal shelter or a pound and don't know where they're next going to end up. Then they come to your home and they've got a new environment to sniff around and to work out. And at the end of that week, the local members of the Lions Club help to sponsor the dogs, and they come 3 times a week to do some follow-up training with you for the next 3 months. And then after that, the dog becomes a fully accredited assistance dog.
Did you find that you bonded very easily with her?
I can tell you a little sad story. At the end of the first day, the trainer was leaving my house to go to a motel to stay overnight. And Sydney was at my little front door with the screen door was shut. And the trainer said to Sydney, "Now, Sydney, you've got to look after Faye. You be a good girl." And Sydney sat at that front door and watched the trainer walk out the front gate and said, "Where are you going? You're leaving me here." And I said, "Come on, Sydney, time to get some dinner." And I rattled the food bowl. And from that day forward, she was my dog. At the end of the week, as soon as the trainer left and went out the front gate, Sydney just turned around and said, "Bye, see ya." And she just came inside with me. And from that day, we were best mates. We just clicked.
We can very clearly see your best mates.
Yep.
And you take her with you everywhere you go?
Absolutely. She goes to the movies, she goes to restaurants, she goes to coffee shops, and unfortunately I go to a lot of coffee shops and things, socialising out with friends, pretty much everywhere. Even my local Woolworths store, the store manager said, Sydney is welcome any day, because she's better behaved than any child in the store.
I can see that.
She's absolutely a dream. Honestly, she's no problems at all. But even when we go to the movies, often she just curls up and goes to sleep. And I'm thinking, darn, you missed it again. You didn't even see the movie. Even when we go to doctor's appointments, most of the time she still comes with me. And when my brother has to go in for day surgery and things like that, she'll come with me to the hospital. And when people come out and they're in recovery afterwards, the day that Sydney's there, they all recover super quick, because they know that that beautiful little dog is there outside waiting. Pretty much the only place that you really can't go is in a commercial kitchen, a operating theatre, or a burns unit. But that's common sense. But apart from that, we go in taxis, buses, trains. She loves going on trains.
Do many people actually give you a problem? Does everybody understand, or do you have a lot of trouble trying to convince people at times?
Because I have an identification pass that I normally wear on a lanyard around my neck, people can actually see that it's a genuine Lyons hearing dog, and she always has her uniform on when she's out in public. And providing people can see that, occasionally somebody will question and say, sorry, no dogs, no dogs. And you explain to them, show them your ID pass and say it's an accredited assistance dog, it's a Lyons hearing dog, and basically just make them aware of the Disability Act, etc. Most of the time they'll say, look, I'm very sorry, I didn't understand. I've never seen a hearing dog before. So it's basically a case of educating the public, because there isn't a lot of hearing dogs around. People know that Labradors and Golden Retrievers are seen as guide dogs for blind people. But because the hearing dogs can be any shape, colour, size, or any type of dog, and people think, oh, that's not a real assistance dog. And they are.
But I don't think there is enough awareness at this stage in Australia, even though they have been going for, 30 years?
Yes, the Lyons hearing dogs in Adelaide actually deliver a dog every 14 days. So there is quite a number of hearing dogs out there, and the average lifespan can be anything between 14 and 17 years of working life. And once a recipient receives a hearing dog, they need to be reassessed for what they call a public access test to make sure the dog is fine out in the public every 2 years, which is part of Assistance Dogs International accreditation. So the examiner comes and visits us every 2 years and retests us out in the public, check on the dog's health and everything else, and make sure everything's going okay. Then you can continue to do what you're doing.
So you don't yourself do a refresher, it's just they come and test after that length
yes.
of time. So at night and at home, is she no collar, no harness?
When she's at home, she can just walk around the house and be a normal dog without a jacket and things. When she's in the backyard, we can give her some free time to be just a normal dog. Play
yes.
ball, play frisbee,
yeah.
do normal things that normal dogs do. When we go to the dog park or to take her for a walk, then she knows when she's on walk time or whether we're out doing something where she's on best behaviour. So as soon as I put that jacket on, she's a different dog.
But she does know that even though she hasn't got a jacket on, for example, at
oh,
night.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Her office yeah. is in the house.
Mm.
So while she's in the home, that is her office. So she has to be aware and listening for sounds while she's in the home 24/7.
And she's obviously been a great influence in your life.
Now, a lot of people think also, I wonder if I'd be suitable to have a hearing dog. I probably wouldn't qualify because I've now got cochlear implants or I've got hearing aids and I'm hearing really well these days. Some people think, oh, I may not be a candidate, but they actually are. But people don't realise that people with hearing loss still, when they take their hearing aid or cochlear implant off, still revert back to very poor or no hearing at all. So it's no harm in asking. You can contact the Lions Hearing Dogs via Facebook, it's Australian Lions Hearing Dogs, via a website or via email. The website is www.hearingdogs.asn.au. And you can actually read there about how to apply for a dog, who's suitable for a dog, stories of actual recipients that have got the dogs and what it means to them and how it's helped them in many different ways. So the hearing dogs are much more than any technology or electronic device, because the comfort, care and companionship actually helps those people with hearing loss, because a lot of people with hearing loss actually are very isolated. Some people have depression, and the hearing dog will actually help them to relive their life and get back out into the social life again.
Well, I think that you and Sydney are very lucky to have found each other. I wish you all the best for your adventures together in the future, and many thanks indeed for coming in today.
I'm more than happy to be here today, and Sydney and I hopefully will have many, many happy years together.
You've been listening to Animates, which was created in the studios of 2RPH for the RPH network by Joe Van Cool, researched by Joseph Swanzer, and ably edited by Katie Brooks. I'm Sarah Hewson, saying goodbye until next time.